Cool.
For it. Jeff, first of all, I guess, just moved out from guard to tackle. You've kind of played both positions throughout your career. Is there one of them that you feel more comfortable in?
Well, I've kind of grown accustomed to guard since I've been there for, you know, probably the last 3 years going on fourth. But I feel comfortable out there at tackle as well. Played it last year, the first game of the season before I got hurt. In my whole entire college career, that's where I played. So I have a comfort level with both.
As far as the defensive line goes, we've got a lot of talented people out there. And I noticed during the one-on-ones, you're going out Alan Bailey pretty well, Jay Howard. Got a lot of tough guys out there. How important is that to you, and how much does that help you playing against guys like that every day?
Iron sharpens iron. We have some guys across the board. Justin Tomba doesn't stop there. You got Jay, you got DeVito, you got Bailey, you got Poe when he's back in there. So we're out there, we're competing, we're getting better, and there's no better way to go against the best. I think we have the best front seven in the league, so we face them every day. It's only gonna make us better.
Jeff, with the first initial depth chart release match, man, I know obviously it's a fluid kind of deal, but how important is it to get continuity on that offensive line?
It's very important. Offensive line is it's one of those groups where you have to be on the same page. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, two or three studs. You have to have five guys working together. If one guy, you know, isn't on the same page, it's usually a bad place. So if we aren't, you know, aren't meshing together and aren't doing the right things, it's not going to work out, and that's what we're trying to get.
You have an opportunity also to work out with a new center and Eric Cush. I mean, what are some of the biggest things you've seen out of him compared to what you've dealt with before in the past two seasons?
Some of the biggest things I've seen from him, well, we had a heck of a center the last two seasons, Rodney Hudson. But Eric's doing a great job. He's growing up. He's becoming a leader. He worked extremely hard this offseason. And it translated over to OTAs, and he's carrying it over to camp. So, you know, once we get rolling, I think it'll be good.
From you personally, I mean, obviously, this is a contract year for you. What do you need to do the rest of the season here, and if you don't want to?
I'm not really worried about my contract, but, you know, me personally and, you know, the other four guys, we all have to play our best and give us the best shot to reach our goal. And that goal, I'm sure it's the goal for everybody in the NFL, is to win the Super Bowl. But, you know, we have a strong belief here that we have a shot, and we're going to go out there and attack it.
Jeff, first preseason game away from tonight. What do you think you guys need to get done over these next four, five, 6 days to be ready for that?
Continue to go out and get better each day and try to build that continuity. So we can go out there and be on the same page. And that starts with communication. We've been doing a good job so far, and we've been each day building on it. Once we get to that first preseason game, though, it's going to be live bullets, and we're going to have to be ready to roll. So that'll be a good test for us, but I think we'll be ready.
Jeff, how does this offensive line room? I know you injured early last year, but how does this room compare to last year's rooms?
Yeah, man, that's a tough question. I wasn't really in the room last year because of the IR situation, but, you know, for the year before, it was a good group, and this year, it's a good group as well. We got some veterans in there, like Grubbs, who's, you know, giving everybody advice, and we're learning from his experience. We got some younger guys in there, and I'm becoming one of those older guys, so I'm trying to step into that leadership role.
Grubbs in there, does he provide confidence for the group as a whole?
Oh, definitely. He's a guy who's seen pretty much everything in his league. He's an all-pro type of player. He's been to Pro Bowls. So anytime you got a guy like that in your room, you can't do anything but listen to him.
And then as far as Eric Fisher goes, his development, he's coming into year three. He was the former number one overall pick. He's had a lot of pressure on throughout his career. How do you think he's stepping forward after years one and two, where he kind of struggled a little bit? Do you think he's really starting to come into his own in year three so far?
Yeah, I think he is. And, I think he's gotten better each year. And he's doing a heck of a job right now in training camp. And I think he's going to carry it over to the season. So.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.